Shimmy, 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 like a monkey walking. Oh, baby, move, shimmy, shimmy, go like a monkey walking. Oh, baby, move, shimmy, shimmy, go like a monkey walking. In the jungle, when the suns go down, all them monkeys really romp and stomp around. They drink a cup of coffee, jelly roll, gather all together, every monkey soul. Then they get to playing crazy rock and roll. Oh baby, move, shimmy, shimmy, go like a monkey walking. Oh baby, move, shimmy, shimmy, go like a monkey walking.
Ding dong.
I saw a gorilla, gorilla, jungle moon, gorilla, rockin' and rollin', gorilla, red baboon, gorilla, chimpanzees doing hand job, gorilla, such a bang, gorilla, he led a bunny hop, gorilla, monkey gang, gorilla, and then he stopped to pop, gorilla, orangutan. Oh baby, move, shimmy, shimmy, go like a monkey walking. Shimmy, go like a monkey walking. Oh, baby, move, shimmy, shimmy, go like a monkey walking. Thank you.
lasagna.
The joint. Was loaded.
trash can. We'll be right back. WRCT Pittsburgh. We'll put a twist in your trouser snake.
It was a simpler time back then when we had a bunch of dirty promos. Or they were pornos. Were they promos or pornos? I do not know. That is another chunk of the Zombo Deep archive. What you're listening to are old radio shows from 2009, 13 years ago. This show you're listening to right now originally aired the 24th day of April, 2009. We have one more segment to go. I always say the show used to be 5 hours. I'm trimming it down to 3, and I could probably trim it down to 2 minutes. So let's see what else. Oh, yeah, you can get all the downloads. All you need is Zombo at ZomboCo.com. And listen in to the real show tomorrow, right here live in the studio, Friday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Once again, another last segment of the Deep Archive aired originally on April the 24th, 2009. WRCT Pittsburgh.
Give them to All right, by the sound of that modern music, you know it's time. It's time for us to talk. All right? Yeah. Hey, Zombo here with special super guest Junior. DJ Junior's got, he's got this stuff. And I'm just hanging out there. All right, hey, this is the new Nico Case record, which is nice middle cyclone, but also makes nice for talking over, too. Wow, a lot of music. Let's see, I'll tell you what I played, then you can tell me what you played, all right? Okay, I played Dean Carter, Jailhouse Rock, Gary States, Gloria Lee, and and I played the Space Needles from Tacoma, Washington, doing their version of Take It Off, and the Edsels, Bone Shaker Joe. And Junior, you had?
Richard Popcorn Wiley, Money.
Wow, that did cost some money, too.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's a nice looking record.
Rip It Up Potato Chip by Kenny Lunn. Little Escarita.
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 Thank you.
Rockin' the Joint. And the Vibes, Let the Old Folks Talk.
I got a question for you. What was the first like rockabilly tune that really knocked you out? The first roots rock tune that really set you off?
It would have to be Big River by the Man in Black, Johnny Cash.
Really? Yep. That was like the first thing?
Yep.
I was like, well, as far as like when a boom.
I just love the da 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 da. I mean, I just love that guitar. I mean, it just pushed me to go out and listen to more rockabilly.
Because the first thing I remember is, I don't know who had this, because my brother grew up listening to Bridges Invasion. My sister listened to Motown. Somehow we had, have you ever heard Bust Out by the Busters?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I played that. And someone had that record. Boom, 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 boom. So I remember that. And then years later, I was just hanging out and I heard Woohoo by the Rocketeers.
Yeah, Rocketeers. And, really
label. In about 1990. And I was like, wow, I got to get back into this stuff. So those are the two things. I mean, you kind of follow the Johnny Cash thing, and I just followed the crazy, stupid instrumentals that make you want to run down the street, tackle somebody, yank their pants off, and throw them into traffic, that kind of stuff. You're listening to WRCT here, Zombo here with Junior, playing all kinds of crazy, cool records for you. And if you want to give a call, 412-621-WRCT. Junior will be at the Rock Room tonight, starting at 9 o'clock. What do you call this? This isn't Polish.
This is a shake, rattle, and roll.
Shake, rattle, and roll. Groovy. So that's shake, rattle, no cover charge anytime. So make sure you check that out. And he'll be bringing all his wonderful vinyl there. And you don't want to miss it. And let's see what else is going on. Zombo Gallery tonight at 6 o'clock. We have the closing show for Tim Kerr's Why Do You Do What You Do? Really neat art show. Guy up from Austin, actually a garage rock, punk rock guy, doing amazing, cool, outsider artwork. You don't want to miss it. If you do, well, then you do. What do you want me to do? Lead you around? Be your guide? I'm not going to do that. I got other stuff to do besides entertain you, all right? I got way other things to do. So about how much time do you spend looking for records?
My whole life.
every waking moment is ooh, you got poison.
Yeah, you can call me a vinyl junkie. My fiance Chung, she definitely yells at me a lot for spending too much time on the internet.
Yeah, I know them guys and them internets.
Yeah.
I tell you, that's the. I gotta tell you what we're playing. This is the new Thomas Dolby release. Okay, I think so. No, this is the new. Lucinda. Sounds like Lucinda Williams. It's one of those two. It's either Lucinda Williams or Thomas Dolby. I don't know. I'm not even remotely paying attention. So we got to play. We got to play a couple things out of the WRCT bin every night. Hey, I see you got a Dick Dale.
Yeah.
Dick Dale hooked up. All right. Let's see. What do we got to do? So I might as well talk to the folks and let them know about a public service. Do you have any Junior? Would you mind doing a public service announcement for me?
I'm not good at reading. You know that, Zombo.
You're not good at reading? I'll tell you. I'll give you a real short one, okay? I'll give you a real short one.
Okay.
And I'll do the long one, okay? So that's all I need you to do is that one.
A message from the Southern Poverty Law Center. When hate strikes your campus, will you be ready? For the free booklet, 10 Ways to Fight Hate on Campus, visit tolerance.org.
How hard was that?
That wasn't
hard. Now this one's gonna. I've got to back up and start this one up. Because I'm going to talk to you about
it. Run and jump. Run and jump.
I got to talk to you about asthma. That's right. Many people think they have it under control, but they really don't have control of their asthma. Take the 30-second asthma control test for each question. Ask yourself these questions. How much time did your asthma keep you from getting things done at work or at home? How often did you have a shortness of breath? How much have you had a lengthness of breath? How often did your asthma symptoms keep you up at night and say, hey, get up, I'm your asthma? And did you get up earlier in the morning than usual? How often do you use your rescue nebulizer or your medication? And last, how would you rate your asthma control during the past 4 weeks? Visit asthmaactioncontrol.org, take the 30-second test, or just blow into your phone. To complete the asthma control test, call 1-800-704-4699 to receive the test. Well, by mail, I guess we blow in the envelope and send it back. And be sure to talk with your healthcare professional about preventing asthma symptoms and protecting your lungs from damage. Are you doing everything to control your asthma, or is your asthma controlling you? A message from the Asthma Action America. That sounds like a superhero thing, the Asthma Action America. Look up at the sky, it's like, yeah, that's right, it's Asthma Man. Bitten by a radioactive asthma. All right. You have got some more stuff for us, right? It looks like you got some surf stuff.
Yeah, a little bit.
So you go the route between. Oh, I got one more song I got to play. I'm sorry. Got to play this. This is Thomas Dolby. So as far as like, you know, so it's basically the three, your four big food groups are like rockabilly, jump blues, surf, and garage.
Yeah, garage. I try to do like top 40s. 50s and 60s. A lot of the people that come to my shows like to hear like the Coasters, Bill Haley and the Comets, and stuff like that. So I play a lot of that at my shows too.
I like to frighten people.
Yeah.
I like to have them go, I'm getting out of here. Yeah. I paid nothing to come in here, but this guy's spooky. No, but that's great. I'm glad because I'm surprised that you don't get, do you do some car shows and stuff?
Actually, I just received a call the other night. I guess maybe possibly doing some car shows in Ohio this summer.
That sounds like something that, you know, you're all equipped to do.
Yeah.
That's great. So as far as, so you got the things you're doing, you got the, now how often is the thing at the Warsaw?
It's actually at the Rock Room.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I am in my time machine.
It's the second Friday of every month is my normal date there.
And you're doing that tonight because the Smiling Moose thing's something else, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So you do Polish Heel Stomp.
Yep, that's there. The second Friday of every month.
And then at Smiling Moose.
It's the Shake, Rattle, and Roll the last Friday of the month.
And then the Rockabilly Riot.
Yep, that's the third Friday of the month.
So basically your Fridays are...
I'm pretty booked, yeah. Actually, I just got invited to the Heavy Rebel Weekender in North Carolina, so I'll be the first DJ at Heavy Rebel Weekender. And I love to say it, I'm from Pittsburgh, so I'll be the first DJ spinning vinyl at Heavy Rebel this summer.
Well, that's a rock. Those people are nuts. You know, because there's like the whole crowd from, and did they still do the Indiana?
Did they still do the Weekender?
Boy, that was getting killed when they came out with the big one in Green Bay.
Yeah.
And then it's pretty funny because like out in Viva Las Vegas, I did that, and it wasn't as much fun as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
You know, these people are just way too, you know, what label is that on? What are you doing? So basically what I did is I just kind of hid. I played music and I hid.
Yeah.
You know, I just didn't win it because they take all the fun out of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the same people that are like the real nerdy people that go, oh, what's this swing dancing? And then all of a sudden they're swing dancing, all the regular cool people go, forget this, that these guys from the Gap commercial are going to do that. So anyhow. Enough about that. So you got some surf stuff lined up?
Yeah, I'm going to do a little Jester's Jump.
All right, Jester's Jump. And I believe, my little bit of trivia, that Jim Messina was the guitarist for the Jesters. I could be wrong, but hey, I lie a lot. So that's the cool thing about it. And nobody fact checks this show. They don't even remotely care. All right, DJ Junior, let her rip. The Jester's Jump by the Jesters.
1, 2, 3, quarter to four.
Just a different Jester.
Let's go, man. Here we go. Thank you.
All right, this is the Jesters I was talking about. Jim Messina and the Jesters with the Jester. And that was the Jester's Jump by a different kind of Jesters. Damn it, did they have lawyers back then?
Bunch of Jesters.
We'll be right back.
from coast to coast.
Cowbell. We'll be right back.
is Melvin Kosnowski, program director of WRCT. I am proud to announce that the latest radio listening survey once again gives WRCT a higher Pittsburgh rating than XEWB, Mexico City, CSCH, North Bay, Ontario, LV10, Buenos Aires, the voice of America!
doodly-a-ba-ba-ba, zoink, zoink, doodly-a-ba-ba-ba, zoink, zoink. One morning I was born on the planet Mars. I gassed up my cradle and I shot through the stars and I landed on Earth with a solid bang. I'm the bang. I'm the bang. I'm the bang. Now, it didn't take me long to get settled down, because when I dug the cool chicks in every town, I said, this is it, cat, let's get earthbound. I'm the fang. I'm the fang. I'm the fang. I got a bebop cat man, a real stingeree, and a solid gold keychain down to the knees, and real nervous pegs with a crazy crease. I'm the fang. The fang. I'm the fang. Man, I'm feeling just like a newborn colt. I'm gonna hit these chicks with a Martian joke, cause I'm a red hot daddy with 1,000 volts. I'm the fang. I'm the fang. I'm the fang. Now I meet this earth cat and he says, hi, you all. Man, you're real nervous. You feel like a ball. I said, sure, daddy. He said, let's find a hall. He didn't know I was the fang. The fang. The fang. So we dug a cool hall and tried it on for size, and all the cats were jumping to a rock and roll cry, and every Melaroonie chick just glued her eyes on the fang. On the fang. On the fang. My feet started flashing like the noonday sun, and my blue suede were hotter than a $2 gun, and the chicks all yelled, daddy, oh, you're the one, you're the fang. You must be the fang. You're the fang. Now when I left that hall about 12 midnight, I was an outer space papa that was feeling right, cause every chick in the house was mine on sight. Man, I'm the fang. I'm the fang. I'm the fang. I revved up my